Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hello, everyone. I'm just waiting for Facebook to join us here. Hello, everyone. This is Lilydale Radio. The name of the show is called Embracing Your Essence, and I am Colleen Vanderzijden. Just getting organized here because, you know, that's how life is these days. So thank you so much for joining me. And today we are going to be talking about resetting your energy amid the chaos. But before I get to that, I do want to do all of the details. As I said, this is Lilydale Radio. The name of the show is called Embracing Your Essence, and I'm Colleen Vanderzijden. I am a registered medium at Lilydale, and I'm also a certified intuitive life coach. And as a medium, as you know, we talk to people on the other side. And as a life coach, I help people take action to create the dream life they want to have. So, details, you can connect with me at Colleen Vanderzijden, medium and intuitive life coach on Facebook, my website, ColleenVanderzijden.com, or psychicmediumColleen.com, LilydaleAssembly.org. And I do want to talk about the Lilydale summer season that is coming up. There's a couple of events I think that you'll find very interesting. First, we have the Love Never Dies weekend on July 18th. It's actually the whole weekend. So there are going to be several workshops. There's going to be a keynote speaker. We're going to be talking about the different ways that grief affects us. We're going to be connecting with our loved ones on the other side and honoring them in various ways. And it's going to be a whole weekend, assuming, of course, we are open, which I am planning on. And then we also have on July 3rd a very interesting thing. Hi, Mick. Hi, Ray. Nice to see you guys. We have on July 3rd the, Evanson Mentalist Duo. It's a husband and wife team. And apparently the wife goes into the audience and takes people's money or whatever is in their purse and pockets and whatever. And the person on stage, her husband, tells the rest of us what is on the dollar bill, what the numbers are on the dollar bill, what the your ID number is on your license and all of this stuff. So that will be fun to watch. So that's on July 3rd. It's a two-person telepathy event. It sounds like it'll be really an awesome time. It's in the evening at 8 o'clock at night. It goes to about 9, 9:15, so it won't be really long, but that will be fun. So as I said, we are going to be talking about resetting your energy amidst the chaos. I've got some ideas that are going to that you can play with to help you shifting your energy. We want to definitely want to do that tonight. And one more thing, make sure you follow make sure you follow Lilydale on Facebook, Lilydale Assembly Incorporated. I also have on my page a spiritual growth and support group. You can sign up for that. Anybody can be involved. So we are going to talk about these ideas tonight. Seven ideas to help you center your energy, feel more grounded, no matter what's happening around you. This can help you move out of the fear, the overwhelm, feeling powerless, hopeless, out of control, all of those things that seem to be common right now in our existence is how life is working. The last idea that I'm going to be talking about, and I saved it for last on purpose, is a meditation, which I will do with you. And so I put it at the end. That way, if people didn't want to participate, they don't have to. So part of the reason I got this idea to talk about this was I've been going on Facebook. And as you know, going on Facebook right now is can be a little disturbing or a lot disturbing. You know, there's so much chaos happening in the world. We have the people who are protesting because they don't want to stay inside anymore and they're concerned about their finances. We have people who are calling other people names, and we've got the divisiveness that is really prevalent in our society right now. We've got the conspiracy theories. We've got people posting things that haven't been fact-checked, and they're just posting them because they're inflammatory and they want to do this. And it's important for us to understand all of these things, everything that's happening online in our lives, they're affecting our energies. Whether or not we're aware of it, they are affecting our energies. And one of the first things, hi Barb, nice to see you. One of the first things I like to do, let me see who else has joined us. I tell you, it takes me so long to get used to something new here. Hi, Alyssa. Yes, Okay, and Charlotte, too, from Saskatoon, Canada. You probably asked. No, we had some today. How strange. Here we are. I don't know what's going on. So with this chaos we have around us, it is affecting us. It does help if we can understand that people are reacting and everything from some sense of fear. And they have a fear of the loss of their freedom is one of the things we're hearing these days. People are having a fear of their loss of how their lives were, you know, the physical aspects of their job and the income and all of that. Of course, the loss of money is huge for many people. Loss of control, not knowing what to do. And some people, of course, have lost people. And so there's a lot of loss going on. And so with this loss, the fear gets amplified and become stronger. When people operate from fear, they're disconnected and they're not thinking clearly. Some people just aren't even aware that there is this sense of connection between people. They're just not aware of that. They're worried about themselves. And it is probably coming from that fear, everything. They're just scared, and it's a strange time. So they're not aware, and they're not thinking about other people. They're not looking at life from a bigger picture, and they may not be capable of it. So it's important for us to understand this, because this helps us when we're going to try to shift our energy and keep it as high as possible to move out of some of that fear-based thinking and everything. The problem with the fear is that it is contagious, is it not? It is contagious. And like I said, even if you're not aware of it, it's probably still affecting you. And you may find yourself lashing out at people and doing some of the things that you're criticizing, you know, calling people names or, you know, just making divisive posts or saying things like that. And it spreads so much, and people feel so wronged for various reasons. And with that comes the need to blame. We have to blame other people for why we don't feel good. So I wanted to make sure you guys understood where you're coming from and where we are and everything. Yes, Susan wants to know, when do I see things back to normal? That's an interesting question. Susan, I've got some stuff on that. So will you remind me in a few minutes? Because I'm going to talk about some other things first, but it may come up and out. Yes. Oh, it's beautiful over there. Oh, how wonderful. She is saying, Charlotte is saying her energy is not as clear as normally. I feel like my thoughts and my clairs are strained and murky, and I can relate to that. It's been a bit of a struggle for me because some of the things I see online and some of the things I've seen psychically and mediumly have made me very concerned about what's happening. And I may very well talk about that, but I don't want to freak anybody out, of course. So I'm going to go back to my fear thing for a moment so we can get to the energy things that we're going to be talking about. So even though we can understand that the energy is affecting us, right, in so many ways, it can bring up our own stuff, and we might start experiencing more fear or anger and frustration. We're all over the place, mentally, emotionally. We are up and down, and we're feeling unbalanced, uncentered, ungrounded. We're like this. That's what we are. I told somebody today in a reading that it's so nice when they could see me on the video because they get to watch my faces as I make all these faces and motions and stuff. So because we don't really know what's going to happen, we really don't, the fear is bigger. We don't know how much grief and loss as a collective we're going to feel. We're going to experience this extreme uncertainty, and it's affecting the energy. Oh, Barb wants to know. I don't want to freak anybody out, though. So if we are blaming, does that mean we aren't taking responsibility? If we're blaming, we're just reacting because we're scared, okay? But if we're aware that we're doing it, then we might want to take a step back and get back into our power and go, okay, I understand what I'm doing. You can catch yourself, you know, you can catch yourself saying, oh my God, those people are so stupid. You could catch yourself doing that and go, oh, sorry. They don't know any better. I understand they're operating from fear. Okay. Sorry. I just operated from fear, you know, so you can acknowledge it, because once you acknowledge it, you can shift it. Okay. We're falling into this fear. And if you're an empath or empathetic or human and recognize our connections, this is a very, very, very hard time for us. And if you can understand that concept of oneness and connection, that can help you improve your energy as well. Let's see. Tell me in a private message. Don't worry, Barb. I'm going to talk about it a little bit. I'm finding that if I go about my business, I feel much more centered. Yes. And it's hard because I catch myself on Facebook looking at things, and it's really bothering me. Okay, so to tell you some of the message I got, this is not really the whole point of what I wanted to talk about tonight. What I got in a message, well, several messages now, is that from the grief that people are experiencing, particularly those who have lost someone, whether it's very close or just an acquaintance, okay, so whether that, within the grief comes the shifting in the energy, the consciousness shifting, where people finally have to go to their soul. They have to go inside because they're desperate, okay? They're desperate. They're in extreme grief. When people have to go there who normally may not be aware of this, that lays their soul bare, and they will be open to recognizing that they really don't have control, that there is something bigger out there, and it's going to be out of necessity. The grief is going to bring this oneness to us. Now, when I touched in with it just a couple of days ago after some of the things I read, and I could feel myself getting like, whoa, I was just, whoa, it wasn't good. So good thing I had my list of things to get myself back to myself. But when I started to really touch into that even more, it was apparent that in our oneness, in our connectedness, that the people who are aware, of course, as I always say, are lifting everybody else up, but these other people who are dragging their feet, resisting the change, blaming, being a victim, feeling as though their rights supersede the collective whole, they will learn otherwise. And what's unfortunately is going to be happening, and I hope I'm so wrong, I really do, is that there's going to be some collateral damage, if you will. It's not going to be just the people in the groups out there protesting and all that's not just going to be them. It's going to be other people as well. They're just not thinking. They're in the fear so strongly they're not thinking. I anticipate, of course, another wave. I also anticipate that it's going to be something else. So my advice is to keep sheltering in place. but anyway, I digress. I don't want to freak anybody out or anything like that. But know this. That within that grief, and it can be not just the grief of the loss of our loved ones, but the grief of the changes, the grief of our whole lives shifting, and it's never going to go back to the way it was. It's just not. So it is going to affect everybody, but within that grief is where people start to become more uncomfortable with the uncertainty and trusting that there is something else out there. So there is hope in here, okay? I want to make sure I'm leaving it hopeful, but there is hope in here. So let's get back to being a little uncentered and ungrounded because of everything that's happening around us, all the chaos, so much chaos. Everything, we can be up here and feel, oh, amazing, great, and then 4 minutes later, we're not. So our emotions are telling us that we're not centered, we're not grounded, okay? When we're centered, when we're grounded, we're actually anchored. We're anchored in our soul, and remember, your soul is connected to the universal energy, so you are anchored. We are also connected to the earth as well, the physical. It's kind of like when somebody... well, you'll see how this connects in a second. When somebody has a great spiritual experience, okay, they want to be up in the crown chakra as much as possible, doing those meditations where we feel so great, so high and everything. And sometimes we forget to come back down and ground, recognizing that we are living in a physical existence. And in a physical existence, we have to be here in the physical. That means our feet have to be on the ground. So it's great to be up there as high as possible, but we've got to remember to come back into our bodies. Charlotte is saying, I don't feel fearful, but I do feel that this is not the end of the current situation. Yeah, she's also saying many more months of isolation, disconnection. Yes, you are so correct. Correct. People are going to have some mental health concerns after this and during this, through this. Yeah. it's a fear thing, you know, and for me, I try to stay out of the fear, but every now and then it comes in and you think about the long-term effects, which of course, then what are we going to do, right? We're going to bring ourselves back to the present in this moment. We're not going to get ahead. We're not going to think ahead. The back of your mind will figure it out. If this has to go on for longer, or if we are not in pause anymore, and then we have to go back and do a little bit of a pause or something, you know, so just stay here in the present. That's very important. So if your emotions are telling you that you're not quite centered, you're not grounded, your energy, when you're grounded, your energy is not flying away all over the place. You're not scattered. We're connected to that soul power. And what's going on when we do that is that our energy can gets clearer. We can consciously get ourselves back into that. We need to protect our energy, particularly now, but most times anyway. But we really need to protect our energy and cut ourselves some slack, you know. So if we're feeling badly one day, well, that's just the way it is, and thank you, I accept it, and we've got to do that. But know that you can shift the energy. Like I said earlier, I will give you 7 different ways to shift your energy. The last one is a meditation, a grounding meditation. So I saved it for last. So if you want to join in, you can. And if you don't, then you can leave if you want to. So I put that at the end. So we're going to do a meditation, and we'll do some other things. And some you'll know, probably, I would think. But you know how I know, even for me, sometimes if I'm in the throes of something in my head, I can't think clearly. So I have to have an idea of something that I know is going to get me back grounded again. So we don't have to, when we get grounded, our probabilities don't affect us as much. We're able to control that energy. Hi, Ray, nice to see you. Stacey, yes, we have to allow ourselves to accept that things, we're not going to be normal again. We do. Yeah. Yep, we got to do what we can do. I know, Barb, I don't know if it's really anxiety or I don't know. It's been, well, for me, you know, just to give you a little bit of a moment here, somebody offered to buy my house and they wanted me out in 2 weeks. And I did all this stuff yesterday. And then today they're like, no. And so I went through chaotic moments, 24 hours of chaos in my mind. So I may have some leftovers of that going right now. So, Julie, what a great, great comment. You find the true character of people during difficult times. You do, don't you? The helpers will be there. They will be there. So it's good. Now, of course, to get your energy back, clear it out again, get yourself feeling like you again. There's, of course, those physical things we can do, and I'm not going to harp on those by any means. Like, don't go on Facebook, really, unless you're watching my show, then you can. But don't go on Facebook, read the feed. Don't look at the news. Don't respond to people who have issues, because you're not going to change anybody's mind, and it's just going to get you worked up. So just don't. Just let it go. They're in their own understanding. They're in their own fear-based information, and you've got to let them be. I know we feel, so many of us feel that we I don't want to sound like I'm, spiritually superior or anything like that, because we know that some people are looking at things from a less than advantageous perspective. How about if I put it that way? That they are just operating from that fear and they can't see anything else. So instead of our own judgment, our own blame, our own fear, we just look at them with compassion. They just don't understand. That can help us so much, okay? We don't want to be, like I said, you don't want to think you're spiritually superior and you know more. We're all at different levels. Even, you know, where I think I was a week ago, I may feel like in a totally different place today. So we're all growing. We're all learning. So what we want to do, energetic strategy. So much fun. Now, before I get into it, because I do, there we go, losing paper. I do want to mention I have that spiritual growth and support group on my page. Ask questions there. I'll get back to you. If you ask a specific thing that I know about or anything like that, make sure you check that. Colleen Vanderzijden, medium and intuitive life coach. Kicked my little table. Okay, so let's see. I'm looking to see it, Alyssa. I'm a mental health counselor. Oh, you must be, oh, yeah, having topic she's having in sessions. Yes, the fear. There's so much, isn't there? We're just having difficulties coping. And really, let's just, well, I digress a lot, don't I? But let's think about that for a minute. We're having difficulties coping because we've never learned how to be comfortable in fear, uncertainty. We've never learned how to really connect with that universal energy and to be connected with the groundedness of our soul. We didn't really learn that. So we're learning it as we go now. And fortunately, thank God, you know, Alyssa, that they have you. So because you understand things from a higher level too. So you can really help them with different strategies. It's really wonderful. This is a tough time right now. So my first strategy, one of my favorite ones, I've mentioned it before, but not to the extent I will right now. I call it my reset button. Okay, it's a reset button. I started doing this several years ago, many probably now, because I noticed when I was having a tough time, well, for whatever reason, I noticed I was doing certain things that would make me feel better. Years ago, I'd love to just take a hot bath and read a book. You know, that was my thing. I did that. I studied for my master's exams in the bathtub, basically. So I would do certain things to make myself feel better. A reset button is just like, you know, the reset button on our technology. We push the button, we wait a half a minute or whatever it is, or we turn it off completely and wait. And what it does, it's resetting to the original programming, basically. Yeah, we can unplug it, we can pause, whatever. Our original programming, our soul's original programming, is right in there, in our soul, and it's anchored within ourselves, in our power. So when we take that conscious action to reset ourselves, and I'll talk about that a little bit more in a second, we are reconnecting, we're going back to our original programming, if you will. So it means you decide to reset your energy. You consciously decide to do it. You're taking back your power. You're not allowing yourself to lose your anchor. You're making a decision to do something else. I always tell people, you know, coaching clients and things, something to think about is what is it when you are feeling most like yourself? What is it you're doing when you feel most like yourself? Because that will give you a clue, if you don't really know, back to what your reset button is. And it can be more than one thing. It doesn't have to be just one thing. Nature is amazing, you know, and I think that's part of our struggle here in Western New York, because it's so cold and you can't really go outside yet. You go out a little bit and then the next day it's snowing. You know, so it's a little bit harder for us to experience that nature. But nature is great. I like to write. I like to sit outside in the sun. If I'm teaching or doing a reading, I feel like myself, reading inspirational things. So whatever it is for you makes you feel most like you. And I always tell my coaching clients, too, to have a list. Consciously think about it. Don't think, oh, well, the next time I feel bad, I'll figure it out. No, figure it out ahead of time. Just think about it. We live our lives in this state of unawareness. We're not paying attention. And so if we consciously, intentionally decide to look at some of these things, even for 5 minutes, you'll have an idea. The next time you'll say, you know what, I feel best when this. Somebody I know loves to knit. It just puts her in a beautiful place, you know, when she does that. Ashley's saying, I usually come to Lilydale to reset, sit by the lake. Yeah, and right now you can't really do that unless you have a house there. But soon, we're planning on that. So all sorts of things like that. You may be aware, of course, of what's good for you, but you may not be as well. So it's something to think about. Karen is saying, I think it's about small steps for ourselves too. We don't need to boil the ocean yet. Yes, and that's, I think, really, looking at my list here, I think that's key here. It is the small steps. And when you think about it, you know, being aware of our moments, it's in those moments that we're living our lives. And how many of your most precious moments are just something really awesome that happened? I can still remember my daughter jumping in the waves at the lake, and there were big waves that day, and she was jumping in the waves. She was probably 5, and just swinging around and twirling and smiling and singing and everything at once. And I still remember that moment, and it was a pure moment of bliss. So how many of those moments do we have? So it's within those moments that we make the shifts, and they don't have to be big, you know? I remember millions of years ago, it seems now, and I talked about writing my book. I really wanted to write a book. But first, I had to have a great computer, I couldn't just write it, you know? So sometimes we get ahead of ourselves, and if we just focus on that moment, we can do those little small things and make ourselves feel better. So the first one is the reset button. It's my favorite one. It's my go-to. You know, I do it all the time. The next one, and this is so obvious again, similar to what I was saying last week about being obvious, having gratitude for all of your emotions, the good and the bad, but the breathing. We don't stop and breathe. And people dismiss it because we all know this. We all know if we breathe or meditate, we all know it's going to help, but we don't do it. And it's so simple. 4 breaths, 11 breaths, 36 breaths is a great number to count to really oxygenate your body and get you nice and calm again. 36, nice one. You know, breathing in for 4, holding for 4, breathing out for 4. So simple, 1 minute of breath. And we just don't take the time to do it. And so thank you for the moment thing, because we need that there. We need to recognize the moment of breathing. And just stop and consciously do it. Now, the next one. I need my shoe for this one. I know you're going to be like, what? So we're going to talk about an acupressure point. It's called K1, and it's also called bubbling spring. It's the first point of the kidney meridian. Okay, so the meridians are your energy lines that go through your body. There's a whole bunch of them. I don't know a whole lot about it. I know enough for my purposes right now. But they go through your body, and there's certain spots where if you touch them, press them, massage them, you can shift your energy. And this one, the K1 spot, called bubbling spring as well, helps you calm yourself down and center. Okay, it's not a long process or anything like that. Now, it's at the bottom of your feet. That's why I need my shoe. Okay, because I'm not going to stick my foot up here. So here's my shoe. Wait, I don't know. I have my papers in front of my camera these days. So it's about here on your foot. There's a spot on there that is a slight indentation. Okay, so if you kind of crunch your toes up a little bit, there'll be that little indentation is right there. And that will, if you press that spot, that's going to calm you, going to center you, going to get you back grounded in your body, okay? It's a great one because it's easy, it's quick. Take your shoe off, press that thing. You know, it's so easy. It's easy to find because there's that little indentation there. Hold on, I got a hair in front of my face, drive me crazy. So that will help. It's not a long process. You don't have to sit there and massage it for a half an hour or something like that. You don't have to do that. But so that's an acupressure spot right at the first point of the kidney meridian. What it does is it helps release the energy through your body and out your feet, okay? So to be more specific on that, that release the energy. So that's the third one. First one was the reset. Second one is the breathing. And then we have the acupressure spot. Then the next one is color. And color is awesome for grounding. When I was teaching on Mondays, I would wear browns, grays, and blacks, because on Monday I had my fifth graders and they were very energetic and not always the nicest people. So I would wear those colors because they kept me grounded in my body. Okay. People also say that red is a good grounding color. For me, it's not, but red goes with the root chakra, and the root chakra is about safety and security, being grounded in your body and being here present in your life. So some people can use red. I cannot. For me, red is my uplifting color. It gives me energy. I love the red color. So it's not really grounding me. It's bringing me up the other way. So there's some colors you can use. You'll notice you actually choose your clothing, the colors. If you're paying attention, you're aware. You're actually choosing colors to match your mood, to either raise yourself up or ground yourself. You know, many of us just do it so unconsciously. We just do it. We don't even realize we're doing it. Took me quite some time to figure this one out, that's what I was doing. So you can look up the colors and see, but generally the darker ones are for the grounding ones. A dark green can work as well, but it's whatever feels right to you, of course. So you've got colors. Then we also have the minerals. Okay, the various crystals and the various stones and those things. Those are fun to use just because they're easy to hold and stuff. Hematite is a really good one, black tourmaline, obsidian, sometimes the red coral or ruby, those things. I'll say them again in case you wanted to write any of them down, because I know sometimes people like to take notes. Hematite, tourmaline, obsidian, red coral, and ruby, those can help ground you as well. They are nice ones, and they get you back in your body. This is an aside for a moment. What you eat can also ground you. I'm a big meat eater. It actually keeps me grounded. If I liked vegetables more, I'd be a vegetarian, but I don't. So that's how I am. But other people are different, so whatever's right for you. Then we have some sound, okay? So we have some sound that we can use to meditate ourselves and get us down and move that energy and ground ourselves into our body. If you do a tone, if you do a low tone, like, ah, and you do it low enough, you'll be able to feel a vibration in the lower part of your body, in the root chakra area, maybe even in your hip area, and even down your legs. So you want to find a comfortable pitch for you, a low one, because that will get you down. So, whatever that is, okay? The sound for that normally is okay, So you could do The other thing you can do with screaming, because we want to get you grounded, we want to get you centered, is start up higher and then come down, because you'll be taking the energy and from here and taking it all the way down. So you go, and you do that a few times. Three usually covers it. So, and your intention could be to bring the energy down and ground yourself. Okay, ground yourself. Toning is great for this because it's easy to do. You can do it anywhere, and it works. So that's fun. I get my crystals mostly from the bargain shop in Lilydale. I like that. I'm checking the feed for a minute just to make sure I haven't missed anything I need to talk about. Since I'm taking a moment to hear, you can connect with me at ColleenVanderZijden.com or PsychicMediumColleen.com, Facebook, Colleen VanderZijden, Medium Intuitive Life Coach, LilydaleAssembly.org, Lilydale Assembly Incorporated on Facebook. There, I've done my little advertisements. Check out the other radio shows, too. So I want to get ready for this little meditation. I was going to record it for you today, but it was a weird day, so it didn't really happen. So maybe tomorrow, if you want me to record it, I'll try to do it tomorrow. It'll be a little bit different than what I do tonight, of course, because I just kind of go with the flow. So what this is a grounding meditation. And what it's going to do is it reconnects your energy to the earth energy. It flushes stuff out, stuff you don't need anymore. It flushes it out. Any toxic energies, any emotions, anything that's making you feel ungrounded, not centered. We want to take that energy and send it into the earth to be transformed. And then what we'll do after that is we'll actually be bringing positive energy up from the earth. So we're going to be using the idea of roots, just to give you a little preview, roots going down, and then we're going to have some bubbling coming back up, and a bubble, we're going to have that come back up. So if you want to join us for this, this meditation, I really don't know how long it's going to be because I'm just going to go. I have some ideas and notes written down so I don't like wander away too far, but I'm just going to kind of go with the flow of it. And if you want to not watch anymore, that's fine too, whatever you want to do. It's all up to you. You do whatever you want. But I find this meditation to be very powerful, and it releases and yet uplifts at the same time. It's really cool. So I think you'll like it. So if you want to join us and do the meditation, just shut your eyes and just take a really deep breath. And what you want to do is take another really deep breath and just relax. Just allow yourself to relax. Make sure your feet are on the floor. Your feet are flat on the floor because we're going to be using your feet. So make sure they're flat. And just take another deep breath and just feel yourself relaxing a little bit more. You're just relaxing and relaxing. And what you're going to do is you're going to visualize roots coming out of your feet, going right into the ground. And I want you to watch them as they grow. And this is not anything to be concerned about. This is an energetic root coming out of your body for positive purposes. And it's just like a tree, you know, watching the big roots coming down. And as it goes, the smaller roots coming off. And they're just going and connecting with the earth energy. So you can feel them, visualize them, and just keep taking deep breaths. And on your exhale, just send the roots deeper and deeper because you're looking for support, guidance, and grounding. Just send it deeper and deeper. And a really deep breath as these roots just keep going and just spreading and spreading around. And what you want to do is you want to take that deep breath, and with intention, you want to release anything that you no longer need or want. You want to release emotions, upsetting energy. You want to release it down through your body. And sometimes it helps if you take your hand and just go from your head area and head down to your feet, just visualizing and moving that energy through your body, right through your feet and into those roots. Anything that's upsetting, you're flushing energy out of your body that is no longer needed anymore. This is energy you do not need. Anything that's in your way, toxic, upsetting, anything, going right through the roots. Right through the roots and into the earth, right into the earth, and it's flushing away. And just continue breathing and feel the breath. And we'll just take a couple of seconds here and just keep breathing. And with each breath, you're releasing. Visualize the energy going through your body, right out through the roots, right into the earth. And of course, later, if you do this again, you can extend this time. But your intention is to release anything. It's coming right out. You may start to notice that some of your body is starting to feel lighter. You might feel like your head is starting to get a little buzzy, a little tingly. You might start to notice that your feet or your legs are starting to get a little bit heavy. Okay, if it's starting to feel heavy, that just means that the energy is moving through there. So just keep breathing and letting it go. And so just keep breathing and allow the energy to move through your body, right through your feet, into the roots, and into the ground. Just keep letting it go and let it go. There we go. Good. And then what we're going to do is we are going to now look around in the earth. Just look around in the earth. Look around your roots. See what's down there. And you're going to start to notice that there are crystals. Space everywhere throughout the earth, in the middle, the center of the earth where your roots are now, you're going to notice there are crystals. There are some big, gigantic crystals, huge ones, and there's small ones, and they're all in different colors and shapes and sizes. You may notice a really big green one that's just shining and very iridescent, and off to the side from that, pink one, a little round pink one that's there, but it's glowing with such light. And you can see the energy in these crystals. This energy is connected to the universal energy. This energy is connected to your energy. It is the pure energy. And they're all over the place. They're in clusters and they're singles. And you're seeing this and you realize that the earth is actually pulsing with the energy from these crystals, from the light of these crystals. It's pulsing and living and it's growing. And as you're looking at this, you recognize the love that is within there. And you're also recognizing the connection, because while your roots are there, everybody else's roots are there. These groups of crystals are throughout the whole thing and near everyone's energy. So as you're looking at these, you're going to now intend for your energy, your roots, to connect with these crystals. So if you see something where it just really grabs you, or you feel an area where you want to go, you send your roots over there and allow the roots to go around the crystals and then right into the crystals, because really, even though they look solid, they are light. So allow your roots to connect with these crystals, and you're directly connecting to the universal energy, the amazing light energy that is there, the life energy that is there. You're going to connect with this. And as your roots are connecting, you're breathing it in. You're breathing this, and you're allowing the energy from the crystals to enter your roots answer them, because this energy is going to come up and bring you the light and the love that is yours, that you deserve and that you have. It is going to bring it up to you. So with your breath and intention, allow this energy to come up the roots. You're going to feel this energy coming up, and it feels beautiful. You feel warm. You feel light. You feel empowered. You feel like you can do anything. You feel like you can handle anything. This energy comes up the roots, and as it hits the bottom of your feet, you're going to start to feel something like tingling or carbonation or bubbles around your feet. And this energy is going to keep coming up around your feet, and now not just in the bottom of your feet, but in your feet and around your feet. And so it's coming up and infiltrating, coming into your energy field. And now you want to visualize this energy gently moving and infusing your energy, your physical body, your energy as well. Okay, you've already grounded yourself in, and now you're bringing up the love and the light from these beautiful crystals and with this beautiful energy that is there. And what's going to happen, the energy comes up around you, and it's filling up an egg-shaped bubble around you. So it's going to fill this up, and you're within that bubble, and the light and the love and the various colors are coming right up and filling this bubble in and around you. Envision the bubble as you want to feel it. Within this bubble, you'll start to notice there are bubbles in there. You can see these bubbles. You can see the light. You can see all the different colors that were in the crystals, and yet it doesn't look messy. It's beautiful, just beautiful, and the light all over the place and just moving all around you. And as it's coming up around your legs and around your torso, you're feeling this energy on your body, and it feels like the most beautiful thing you've ever experienced. So you're going to feel this energy as it keeps coming up, and it every part of you. Your chakras are clear. You feel your arms are starting to feel lighter. Your legs are feeling lighter. Your body is relaxed and very comfortable. And as it comes up into the heart area, you recognize that your heart is now connected with all of these colors. It is all connected with the colors. And everything, everywhere is within you. All the love and the light and the blessings is within you, because you are a part of the whole. And as the light keeps coming up and it fills your bubble, you feel amazing. You're so relaxed. You have allowed anything that was in your way to go away and be released back into the earth to be transmuted into positive energy. And now you have filled yourself up with positive energy as much as possible. You are completely grounded now in the love and the light, completely grounded with the earth, but at the same time feeling that high vibration that is with you. So take a couple of deep breaths and just feel that, and allow that light energy to fill you up and clear your energy and keeping you grounded at the same time. Just take some deep breaths and just feel it. And as you feel it, okay, we won't stay here too long. You can get back there in a minute. As you feel it, just allow that energy to be there. Remember how this feels. Know that you can come back to this at any point, at any time. You don't have to do anything particularly special to get there. You can do a quick abbreviated version or spend as much time as you want wherever you want. So just remember you can come back here, and then just start noticing where you are. Notice your feet on the floor. Notice you're sitting in your chair, if you're leaning on something. Just notice your physical body again. And just breathe and make sure you come back. We're going to bring you back to the room now. So just get yourself back here. And with it, you're going to keep taking that energy with you. So you're going to take that energy, and it's going to stay as a part of you. And you can amplify it as you want, whatever you want to do with it. You can amplify it. This energy will last over the next few days. So if you did this meditation and you're back in the room, you could open your eyes, of course, now. If you've done did this meditation with us right now, then allow yourself to sit in that energy. Allow it to become a part of your vibration. It's going to help you protect your energy, and it's going to help you be able to let go of stuff faster. You've actually just strengthened your energy, strengthened your connection. It's going to make a nice difference to how you're feeling. Okay, so are y'all back with me? So that was my little fun meditation for you. I hope you enjoyed that. That was a fun one. I went a little further than I thought I was going to go, but I think it might have been necessary for some people. So that was fun. So any questions before we wrap up? And I think I have covered everything I wanted to cover. You know, you might want to try that. Of course, you might want to try that meditation with a crystal in your hand. So if you have a certain crystal, that might be fun. You know, if you have a favorite or something, that might be fun to do to get you in that space too, something else to do. And, of course, you can always add some of those other things. If you feel, you know, like toning with it or whatever, you know, add the things together if it feels right for you. Follow it. Barb is saying it helped me too. It did, Barb, because I, even though I was trying not to close my eyes, I was definitely in a zone. So I got there. That would have been my fourth meditation today, basically, because I've meditated a lot today. Thank you, Barb. You're so funny. You guys know me so well. It's just like my students at school. They knew when I was going to lose it before I did. So it's so interesting because it can really help you reset that energy. And with this chaos that we're having, it can protect us a little bit. Stay in your little bubble. Remember a few shows ago, I was in Florida then. Remember I talked about my nephew wanting to stay in his bubble because he was too scared of going outside of the bubble. This is a different kind of bubble. This is your own energetic bubble that is directly connected to the universal energy. How awesome is that? So, okay, so I think that is all. What I might do, I wonder if I can take this somehow and take the audio out of it and make it into something so you could download it if you wanted it. I'll have to ask my assistant. She knows everything, so maybe she can do it, and I don't have to know how to do it. Good. So thank you. That was exactly what I needed. Thank you, universe, for making me stop and watch tonight. Well, I'm so glad you joined us, and I'm glad it was what you needed. I enjoyed it, and it was fun, and I love how spirit just kind of comes through. So thank you guys so much for watching and listening. I'm always a little hesitant to do an actual process in a show because it's a visual as well, but it just seemed like I really had to. You know, I mean, if you guys are feeling anything I'm feeling, you need it as much as I do. So that was fun. So let's see. Lilydale Radio shows tomorrow is, what day is tomorrow? Wednesday. Willa has her show. This hair is driving me crazy. Willa has her show at 10 in the morning. John is at 8 at night. Wow, I'm really out of it. It's fun. And Celeste is on Thursday morning. So you can check that out there. Remember to check out the Lilydale website. I do feel that we are going to open. I don't know exactly how it's going to go. I do think there's going to be some shifts and some things. But like I've told you in the past, the workshops will be online as well. Many of them will. I don't know all of them, but many of them will. So you can check this. You use my CD, Mary. Do you know I don't have any of those left? I gave them all away. I'm glad you used it. Okay, everybody, I will stop talking. It was so nice seeing you, and thank you for joining me, and I hope that helped. And you guys have a great week, and who knows what I will be talking about next week. We will find out when it's time to find out. Okay, good. I'll see if I can do that, Charisse. I'll see if I can get that all set for you. So you guys have fun. And I will see you later. Bye.